Charges alleging importation of firearms parts used in the making of 3D-printed ghost guns have been laid against a Whitehorse man after an investigation by the Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit of BC, CFSEUBC, a legal firearms enforcement team. CFSEUBC began its investigation in August of 2022 after receiving information from Canada Border Services Agency, CBSA, that they had intercepted a shipment of firearm parts used in the manufacture of 3D-printed ghost guns and that the shipment was destined for a location and individual in Canada. That investigation led to a search warrant being executed on a residence in Whitehorse, revealing evidence and resulting in the seizure of items consistent with an alleged firearms manufacturing operation. Two conventional firearms were also seized. Charges were laid in the Territorial Court of Yukon against Anthony Luis Eduardo Desjarlais on January 24, 2025. The 28-year-old faces charges firearms manufacturing, firearms trafficking, possession of a firearm knowing it's unauthorized, possession of a firearm contrary to order and unsafe storage of a firearm. An unendorsed arrest warrant has been issued for Desjarlais. CFSEUBC will be seeking the assistance of Whitehorse RCMP to locate and arrest him. The collaborative work by CFSEUBC and partner agencies is key when developing strategies to mitigate criminal activity associated with organized crime, CFSEU spokesperson SGT Brenda Winpenny said. Combating organized crime is a priority for Yukon RCMP, and the proliferation of ghost guns is a growing concern in all areas of the country, including the Yukon, said Staff Sergeant Eric Lane, plainclothes commander for Yukon RCMP. 3D-printed gun manufacturing. The amount of 3D-printed gun charges has increased in Canada in recent years. One man was arrested in Prince George in February 2024 after items associated with a 3D-printed firearms operation were seized by CFSEUBC officers. And another BC man wants to go to trial on 31 drug trafficking charges as well as 19 allegations of illegal weapons possession. Court documents indicate Vancouver's Joseph Ryan Lloyd, 35, has been charged with trafficking fentanyl, methamphetamine, ketamine, cocaine, methamphetamine, methylfentanyl, a benzodiazepine, GHB, p-fluorofentanyl, hydromorphone and bromofentanyl. The weapons allegations include having multiple 3D-printed guns, automatic pistols, knives, a medieval club-like weapon known as a Morning Star, and a taser. Lloyd is due back in Vancouver Provincial Court February 7.